Hello, I'm Roger Dennison, welcoming you to another in the series of podcasts offering a personal view on community first panel leadership. You may remember from preceding podcasts that I chaired my local panel in 2012 and 2013. So these comments are very much reflecting the thoughts I've come up with as a consequence of that experience. The first podcast you listened to concerned your goal as chair and the interrelationship with the goals of other panel members. This podcast draws together two strands of thought: community-first leadership and problem-solving by the chairs of the panels. These issues combine nicely, I think. What I'm going to do in the podcast is to take each in turn, link the two together, and ask you to do some action planning in both areas, so you should be confident when you face future challenges. There are also separate nuts and bolts PDFs on these two topics, which are available on experienceyourlife.me. So far we've established that a clear set of goals will underpin your leadership vision. Linking goals to your leadership vision helps you picture panel achievements and how your key personnel will contribute to successful panel outcomes. Who knows, you could also inspire confidence in the hearts of panel members and people from the project you're funding simply by being a competent leader. More than that, your example of good leadership will also set the standard for the panel member who takes on the chairing role whenever it is you decide it's time for you to stand down. So, here is the action planning step I mentioned a moment or two ago, led by a set of questions for you to write down some answers on. First of all, who are the leaders you admire? What traits of theirs will be useful to you in your role as panel chair? Second, what are the three core values that you will use to underpin your idea of good panel leadership? Is work-life balance in the top three? How about teamwork? What about having fun? Is there something else that you might want to consider too? Okay, how will you collect feedback on the effectiveness of your leadership from your panel colleagues? Which conversations with colleagues will you want to hold in a face-to-face style rather than collecting email responses? How will you tailor your team's action plan to produce results with limited resources? In fact, how will you get their buy-in? What compromises can you live with? What are your absolute must-haves or red lines when it comes to working with others on the panel? How will you record your actions so you can successfully hand over your work to your successor whenever you decide to step aside? Okay, that's quite a list of questions, I recognize that. And it is okay to take your time in finding the right answers, the answers that work for you, and writing them down so you've got yourself a leadership plan. Let's assume you've done that now. Congratulations, you have an initial leadership vision in place, one that will help you deliver your goals and deliver those goals at the panel. Don't worry, it will evolve as you get into your role. Now, let's take a few minutes to explore some thinking that will allow you to resolve problems that might come up. That's not to say that problems definitely will arise, but with your diary full of deadlines, volunteer inputs, and project milestones, anticipating tricky issues will reduce your stress level. A good place to start is to see what is happening underneath the surface of the panel's key relationships, those between you and your team of volunteers. if you've already made yourself appear a confident and skilled leader, taking that kind of action to go below the surface and see what's happening will seem totally natural. However, as panels are led by volunteers, it might feel a bit uncomfortable at first for you to be the one looking into performance issues. Just like in the paid world of work, ignoring performance issues won't make them go away. Taking no action will actually help produce poorer results for the community and, let's be honest, more stress within the panel. So here are some questions. What evidence will you use to confirm your gut instinct that things aren't working out? How will you draw on your leadership skills to communicate performance concerns to your fellow panel members? What equality, diversity, or other considerations will you have to consider first? How can individual panel members share their confidential concerns with you? In other words, how available will you be between regular panel meetings? Will that be on the phone, face to face, via email? What's your strategy if one panelist in particular is not contributing to the panel as they agreed to do? What might the other members feel if you do nothing at all about the situation? And here's the crucial question. Do you know what the limits of your power are? The power to recruit, support, or even remove volunteers? Thinking about influence for a moment, which non-panel members will you be able to count on to help resolve the performance problem if it proves to be something larger than what you can tackle on your own? And when did they sign up to do this? So it's not a request from you that comes completely out of the blue. Nearly there now. How will you ensure the problem does not recur once you've actually resolved it? And once the dust has settled and you're having a bit of a rethink, what other problems might crop up that you have to deal with? Again, take your time and write down the responses you feel the most comfortable with to those questions, because they're the bread and butter sort of questions that might come up in the context of problems. Okay, let's assume you've done that exercise as well. Well done. You now have some powerful tools to work with as chair. So here's the summary that I promised you. When you look back, you have a basic leadership vision in place and a problem-solving strategy written down. With those tools, you can build a really powerful and successful, I think, vision of how you will chair the panel. These tools will give you added confidence to move the panel forward towards its next milestone, draw out the best results from your volunteer colleagues, and produce great outcomes for your community should those challenges arise. Good luck to you as you continue to lead your community first panel and achieve improvements in your community. Please remember to make time and check back on www.experienceyourlife.me to see how the website's growing set of resources can help you address your professional or personal goals. Thank you once again for listening. Goodbye for now.